The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning the laws of Ma'ariv. We are in Simin Ayin, Sif Gimel. We are now discussing what happens if a person comes to shul for Ma'ariv late, and he finds that the congregation is already in the middle of Ma'ariv. He says, Misha bar lebeis haknesses letfilas arvis, someone that comes to shul to daven Ma'ariv, umatza, and he discovers, shehatzibur omdin lehispalo shmona esrei, that the congregation is already standing up about to daven shmona esrei. Afilo adayin eino laila, even if it is not yet night, ela miplag hamincha olamayla, but rather it is merely after the time of plag hamincha, mispalel imahem shmona esrei, he should daven shmona esrei with them, the achar kach, kishayir laila, and afterwards when it is truly night, yomar kriya shema im habrachos, then he could say shema together with the brachos. Now, of course, it would be preferable for a person to daven ma'ariv properly, meaning to say the brachos kriya shema and shema first, and then to daven shmona esrei, and to do all of this after tzeis hakol chavim. So therefore, if there's another minyan available, he should really wait until the other minyan starts davening in the proper time, and he can daven with them according to the proper structure. But if either there is no such other minyan, or he doesn't have the time to wait around for another minyan, this is the recommended formula. And let's say when he arrives in shul, he finds that the congregation is in the middle of Kriya Shema or in the middle of the brachos. And he has sufficient time to say Kodim Sheyagienu L'Tfilah Shmona Esrei before they get up to the start of Shmona Esrei. Kriya Shema im habrachos ad shoma amra Yisrael va'ad. He has time to say Kriya Shema and all of the brachos. Yasser Kain, he should do so. V'dalei Baruch Hashem li'olam, and he should skip the final bracha of Baruch Hashem. V'eino tzorech la'omro achar kach le'achar tefila, and he doesn't even have to make it up after Shmona Esrei. Now, according to the Mishnah Brura, he should, in fact, say Baruch Hashem Le'olam after Shmona Esrei, but without the chasima, without the end, the Baruch Ata Hashem at the end of it.
V'im hu lo hispalel adayin mincha, and if he did not yet daven mincha, and he comes into the shul in the middle of Ma'ariv, yispalel tefila Shmona Esrei mincha, he's allowed to daven mincha b'shar shehatzibur omrim kriya shema im habrachos, while the congregation is saying Kriya Shema along with the brachos, v'yishem ma'at, and he has to wait a little bit, l'koa pochos k'dei hiluch arba amos, at the very least, after he finishes his Shmona Esrei of Mincha, he has to wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, which is not very long, v'yispalel achar kach Shmona Esrei imatzi b'lamayrev, and then afterwards he can daven the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv along with the congregation. V'achakach k'sheyia loyla, and afterwards when it will be night, yomer kriya shema im habrachos, then he can say kriya shema with the brachos.
In this section we discussed what happens if someone comes to shul and he finds that the chazan and the congregation are starting Shmona Esrei. He may start Shmona Esrei with them, even though he has not yet said Shema or the brachos in Shema. After he finishes Shmona Esrei, he can go back and say Shema and the brachos in Shema. The reason that we allow him to do this is so that he can take advantage of the minyan that is there, so he could say tefillah b'tzibur. Now, what would happen if he would not be in shul? Let's say he's in his house, which is next to the shul, and he hears that the tzibur is about to start Shmona Esrei. Or he's out in the street, and he hears that the tzibur is about to start Shmona Esrei. Since he's not inside the Beis HaKnesses, one can argue that he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur, of davening with a minyan, in which case, there's no justification for him to say Shmona Esrei first and afterwards Shema, thereby messing up the structure of Ma'ariv. However, the poskim tell us that there's a benefit to starting Shmona Esrei at the same time that they start in Shul, even if he's not davening in Shul at the same time. Consequently, it is brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish that even if someone is at home and they hear the Tzibur starting Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv, they may start Shmona Esrei along with them, afterwards go back and say Shema and the Brachos in Shema. Now it's interesting, they talk about this case that he hears the Tzibur about to start Shmona Esrei. But what happens if he doesn't hear them, but he knows that they're about to start Shmona Esrei? For example, we're talking about a shul which is very precise about their times, and they always start Ma'ariv exactly on time, and always get up to Shmona Esrei exactly at the same moment every day. So he knows what time his local shul is going to be davening Shmona Esrei. Seemingly, the same halacha should apply that he'd be allowed to say Shmona Esrei with them, and afterwards go back and say Shema and the Brachos and Shema. Now, obviously, all of this is b'di'evet, because first of all, a person should always daven in shul whenever they can, and the ultimate tefillah b'tzibur is unquestionably when one davens in shul with a minyan. And secondly, the proper structure of Ma'ariv is to say the brachas on Shema and Shema before saying Shmona Esrei. We're only discussing a b'di'evet situation where someone cannot come to shul. For example, let's say he is ill, and for some reason he did not have enough time to say the brachas on Shema and Shema before Shmona Esrei. And now comes the question whether he should start Shmona Esrei at the same time that they start in shul. Now, one more thing needs to be pointed out in this halacha. We were discussing someone who comes late to davening, and then there's a question of whether he should start Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. But what happens if he did not come late? What happens if he started Shema and the brachas along with everyone else, and he happens to daven a long davening? Or this particular congregation happens to daven a very quick davening, and he doesn't have enough time to finish Shema and the brachas in order to get up to Shmona Esrei at the same time as the congregation. In this case, should he skip parts of the brachas of Shema in order to catch up to the congregation? So the poskim say that he may not skip parts of Birchas Kriya Shema, with one exception, and that is in Chutz Laaretz. In places that they say the bracha of Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, it would be acceptable to omit this bracha for reasons that will be discussed in the very next Se'if. Other than that, he must say all of the brachas in Shema and all of Shema properly, and whenever he gets up to Shmona Esrei, he should start, even though it will not be at the same time as the congregation. Halacha Dalid. Min Baruch Hashem Le'olam Ad Yiro Einenu Yesh Lomar B'Yeshiva. The last bracha of the Birkas Krishma, which they only say in Chutz Laaretz, they do not say in Eretz Yisrael, should be said while sitting. Now, what is the reasoning for this bracha? There's two different approaches about the origin of the bracha of Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Everyone agrees that it started during the era of the Gaonim. According to one account, it was established in place of Shmoneh Esrei, because the people who were working in the fields, they wanted to get home before it was dark, and on the way home they would say this tefillah, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, which would be the substitution for Shmoneh Esrei. Later on, when they arrived home, they all said Shmoneh Esrei B'yichidus, privately. The second approach to this tefillah is that it was established to allow latecomers to catch up to the congregation, so that if someone comes late while this tefillah is being said, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, they can catch up with the other brachas of Shema and Shema itself, and this way they could start Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur. Either way, it is clear that under extenuating circumstances, one need not say this tefillah at all, especially if they're trying to catch up in order to start Shmoneh Esrei together with the congregation. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, the practice is that this is not said, and the reason is because the Ashkenazi community in Eretz Yisrael was established by the students of the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon did not approve of this tefillah since it is not mentioned in the Gemara. In the Maaser Rav, it is brought down that according to the Vilna Gaon, saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam would qualify as a hefsek, as an interruption between the bracha of Geula and Tefillah and Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in which he writes that someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, if you have an Israeli that comes to visit Chutz La'aretz, he does not need to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. However, if you have a Ben Chutz La'aretz who comes to visit Eretz Yisrael, he should say Baruch Hashem. Nevertheless, the poskim say that if there's a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz who's serving as the chazen, then he has to follow the standards of the community, in which case he must do what they do, and he should say Baruch Hashem. Now, even among those who have the minug of saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam in Chutz La'aretz, there is a difference of opinion whether it should be said on Motzei Shabbos and on Motzei Yom Tov. Now, in the Ramah, it is brought down that the minug was that people would stand when they would say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Nevertheless, the poskim say, like the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says, that it is more ideal to sit in order to demonstrate that he does not want to fulfill his obligation of tefillah with Baruch Hashem Le'olam, because otherwise his Shmoneh Esrei would be of no purpose. In the Shaar HaTzion, he points out that even if one does stand, at the very least they should not make it look like they are davening Shmoneh Esrei, you know, with their face to the wall. Similarly, the poskim said they should not have their feet together when people say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, because we don't want it to look like he's saying Shmoneh Esrei. Practically speaking, if someone was sitting for the brachas of Kriyat Shema, then they should also sit for Baruch Hashem Le'olam.
The asur lahapsik min chilas v'hurachum ad la'acha hashmona esrei is forbidden to interrupt from the beginning of Maariv, from v'hurachum, until the end of Shmona Esrei. Now the Torah explains that the reason why we say v'hurachum is because by Shachris and Mincha, there was a carbon tamid that would serve as a kapara. But by the evening, there's no carbon tamid, and therefore, we would say Vahurachum, because this would be our plea for a kapara for all of our
recent averos. But whatever the case is, it's clear that Bahur Rachum is considered an important part of Ma'ariv, to the extent that one may not interrupt after saying Bahur Rachum even before saying Baruch Hu. The Kitter goes on and says, Umasha Hashamish Machriz Yalavi Yavo, V'tau Matar, and this that the Gabbai announces that people should remember to say Yalavi Yavoi, or V'sein Tau Matar, Lo Havi Hefsek, this is not considered an interruption, Mishum Tahavit Sorech HaTfila, because this is necessary for Tfila. So this is an important distinction between Ma'ariv and Shachris, that by Shachris you may not announce any insertions in Davenin before Shemoneh Esrei, even if they are necessities, as opposed to by Ma'ariv, something which is serving the Tefillah, you would be allowed to announce, and it would not be considered an interruption. The post can bring down that it is even permitted for the Gabbai to announce an insertion in Shemoneh Esrei, even if it is of the type that is not a necessity for Shemoneh Esrei. For example, Al Hanisim. On Chanukah and Purim, if someone would omit Al Hanisim from their Shemoneh Esrei, they would not need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, it is still permissible for the Chazan to announce that everyone should remember to say Al Hanisim. Now, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that there was a minhag that when the Shliach Tzibur is davening, he should say out loud whatever it is that he wants to remind people to say. So, for example, Masha V'ruach, or Yalevi Yavoi, or Al Hanisim. So he could say the opening words of any of those out loud, and that would remind people to say it in their own personal Shemoneh Esreis. This seems to be commonly done today, not just by the Shliach Tzibur, but by anyone in the congregation. However, it is quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish that it is wrong to do so, because it is not Derech Eretz to one's davening to all of a sudden raise their voice out loud to say just for a few words. Although it is wrong to interrupt between Geula and Tefillah, still we are much more lenient when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv than of the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris. As a result of this, if one would finish the last bracha of Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv, and he has not yet started Shemoneh Esrei, and then he would hear Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu, he would be permitted to answer to them. However, if he would be in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema, for example, let's say he's in the middle of the bracha of Hashkivenu, then he would not be allowed to answer Amen to any bracha, including the Amen of the Chazan, when the Chazan says, finishes up the bracha of Hashkivenu. Again, if the Chazan finishes a little bit quicker than he does, and he's still in the middle of that final bracha of Hashkivenu, he would not be allowed to answer Amen to the Chazan's bracha. As far as Kaddish is concerned, he would only be allowed to answer to Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, as well as the Amen after Damrinam Ba'alma. But the other parts of Kaddish he should not be answering to. Now, if someone did skip parts of Brichas Kriya Shema, meaning they skipped the whole bracha, so then the poskim say that after Shemoneh Esrei they should go back and say the missing bracha, again with the exception of Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Now, what if someone said the brachas, but they made a mistake in the brachas? For example, in the bracha of Hashkivenu, in the weekday davening, we finish off the bracha with Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, while on Shabbos we finish Haparais Sukkah Shalom Aleinu. So what happens if on the weekday, by accident, he says the conclusion like it should be said in Shabbos. So then the poskim say, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that he does not need to go back. However, if he catches himself immediately, toch kedei dibur, so then he should go back and correct the bracha. The same thing is true on Shabbos if he says the weekday version of the bracha. Now, if someone is not sure whether they said all of the brachas, as they are afraid that they might have missed one of the brachas of Kriyat Shema, or for that matter, a part of one of the brachas, so then the halacha is safek brachas lahakel, because they have a doubt about whether they said it, they do not need to go back. Now, this is in contradistinction to a situation where someone is not sure if he said all of Shema together with the brachas. I don't know how this could happen, but they have some case of amnesia, and they can't recall if they said Shema and the brachas by Maariv. So then the halacha is that they should go back and repeat it. Now, just one last idea that we should mention, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch did not discuss here, and that is, if someone was standing before Shema, and then they sat down in order to read Shema while sitting, it's usher to do so. Someone who did so is called an avayan. They're called someone who is violating on halacha. The reason for this is because we paskin like the shita that says that one can stand or sit for Shema. So therefore, if they go out of the way to sit, they show that they're rejecting the shita in halacha that we follow. Of course, if one was sitting from beforehand anyhow, they're allowed to continue to sit. There's no problem with that.
Halacha hey. Im nishar adam yachidi mispalo mairiv v'beis haknesis belaila. If at the end of davening there's one person who's left all by himself, still in the middle of davening mairiv, chayav chavero v'hamtin, his friend would be required to stay and wait for him, achi yisayim tfilaso, until he completes his tfilah, kidei shelo tisbalbel machshavto, in order that he will not get distraught by the fact that he's the only one there by himself, and he will become afraid, and that will mess up his focus on his davening. The Aruch HaShulchan refers to this as Gemilas Chasadim, and he says, Ve'ein loch Gemilas Chasadim yoter gadol mizeh. He says, you can't have greater chesed than this. Shechavera lo yifached batfila, that his friend will not be afraid while he's in the middle of davening. V'im hischil lihispalel b'shah shelo yuchal l'sayim tfiloso im atzibur. If he began davening late, where there was no way for him to finish along with the congregation, so in this case, ein ochayev la'amtin alav, no one is required to wait for him. Shahari muchacha milsa, because it's evident that adaita dehachi nichnas, that with this intent he came in to daven Shemoneh Esrei, even though he knew he would be left there by himself. She'ena mifached, and apparently he's not afraid. So if he's not afraid, you don't have to wait for him. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it is considered midas chasidus. It is considered the more lofty thing to do to wait for him, even though he started late. In the Ramah, it is brought down that there are some who are machmir not just by Ma'ariv, but even by Shachris and Mincha, that they should not leave someone by himself to be the last one in Shul Davening.